A passionate floral designer is ready to amaze Sault Ste. Marie residents with an explosion of scents and colors at a special showcase on Queen Street next month. During the first week of October, Riley Greco will be assembling, displaying and giving away a wide variety of Ontario's finest blossoms next to the downtown plaza for an event she's calling A Room Full of Flowers. With a background in painting, the Algoma University grad and creative artist discovered her passion for horticulture and landscaping during a memorable trip to Greece some years back. From weddings and flower parties to private events and birthdays, there really isn't a particular kind of event Greco hasn't been a part of since she got into floral design 10 years ago. But that all changes October 1st as the Sault native is expecting a shipment of more than 2,000 stemmed flowers and plants. By far her biggest endeavor to date. Over the past couple of years, I've really noticed a blend between my two crafts, painting and floral design, she said. And that's what this project is. It's going to be a huge art installation, but it's all made from fresh flowers. Greco will import the majority of her flowers from wholesalers in southern Ontario, but she also intends to acquire product from local growers in her own personal garden where possible. Featuring 5 different sections of varying colors and themes next month, the designer knows her showcase is going to be a massive one. That's why she's grateful to be receiving $2,500 in funding from the city's Arts and Culture Assistance Program. A number of sponsors and other locals have also stepped up to support the outstanding costs of the event, according to Greco. She's even received help from residents at the Finnish Rest Home, Mapleview, and the new Legion building in preparing some of the project's components ahead of time. I wanted to include as many people as possible, she said. The whole idea for it was to make this beautiful space where everybody could just come in and be happy. There's so much stuff going on in the world, but there's all these beautiful things that happen. For the first 3 days of the week-long festivities, Greco will be inviting the public to help her set up the space while encouraging locals to get creative with her. There's going to be truckloads of flowers that will arrive on Tuesday the 1st, so I need the community's help processing these flowers, she said. Then, we'll be creating all these installations like bouquets, things hanging, and meadows. I know there's a lot of creative people out there, so any help is much appreciated. On Friday that week, residents can book private sessions to check out Greco's Room of Flowers. The space will be open to the general public on Saturday and Sunday before flowers will be available for locals to take home the next day. On the Monday, people can just take whatever they want, she said. Some of the things will be done up in vases already, so people are more than welcome to take those home, and people can come in and pick things. There will be a couple larger installations, so if people want to buy stuff that's cool too, she added. Donations are appreciated, but I don't even care if I make money. I just want everyone to be happy and have flowers. A Room Full of Flowers runs next to the downtown plaza inside the change room space from October 1 to 7. Greco's schedule of events is below. October 1. Flower arrival and processing flowers from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 2 to 3. Designing arrangements, creating installations from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 4. Private bookings for creative, personal sessions from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. October 5. Open to the public from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 6. Open to the public from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. October 7. Flowers available to take home from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Locals interested in assisting with the setup can contact Greco on her website by clicking here. Readers can also follow her on Facebook and Instagram. I'm really lucky to be able to do something I'm so passionate about, she said. The floral community here is really nice. Everyone wants to share what they're doing so other people can experience that. It's always very heartwarming to be part of that in the Sault.